The federal stimulus bill passed earlier this year included funding to not only reimburse local governments for the losses and expenses they incurred during the pandemic, there's enough money left over to make millions of dollars worth of investments. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the plans for this funding could forever change the landscape of the region.
When Jeff Smith was elected mayor of Watertown in 2019, one of his long-term ambitions was to build an amphitheater in Thompson Park, a major investment that could attract visitors and maybe even new residents to the city. But the idea was quickly shelved last year when the city faced a deficit amid a steep decline in sales taxes. Now that Watertown is set to receive close to $23 million, however, Smith says the amphitheater is back on the table.
We're looking to make improvements in city infrastructure, city recreation, quality of life activities that will benefit city residents and non-city residents that just come to the city. Such activities as, boy, those are on wish lists. We always wish we could get there.
Other government leaders are dreaming big as well. Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon has proposed building a $25 million sports complex along the shore of Onondaga Lake. And Oneida County Executive Anthony Pacenti wants to invest in finishing the construction of the Nexus Sports Complex in Utica and in building a parking garage near the Mohawk Valley Health System Hospital.
You know, be able to, you know, invest in some other pieces of our rebound, if you will, and growth factor that, you know, we lost out on in 2020.
Additionally, area governments like Oneida County and the city of Oswego also hope to invest these federal dollars into those members of their communities who have struggled the most over the past year and a half, local businesses. Oswego Mayor Billy Barlow has announced plans this year to forgive small business loans the city gave out during the pandemic and introduce plans to offer grants to new businesses that open in or relocate to the city. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.